Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. That was a funny face you just made.
It's one of those lot of things I could say, but we're coming right back from break.
Yeah.
And it was a knowing face because I remember the conversations, and I've been there, and you're there now, and I get it, man. I just want you to know that I get it. That's all. That's all I'm going to say about it. I get it.
Nice of you. Mike Rizzo and Dave Martinez were both on our show yesterday. You can podcast those segments at grantanddanny.com/audio. There's a great write-up of our discussion with Rizzo on how he landed on Martinez at thefandc.com. You should check out. We're going through some of the audio. We're going to get to the calls in just a moment. I want Mike Rizzo on more analytics, if we can grab that. Rizzo said the word, and it's just a buzz phrase at this point. I don't even know what the meaning is for Rizzo or anybody else. It's probably different for everybody. Probably 50 times yesterday. Martinez said it 20. It really was as if they were having a competition to see who could say it more. This is what Rizzo said on analytics and the fact that they do the work already. You tell me if you don't hear what I thought, which is, oh, our analytics guys gave the paperwork to Dusty.
And he used it in a naughty way. He cleaned an area of his personal with those analytics reports.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't think it's a further down the line. We've taken it. We've got ourselves a seven-person analytical department that we employ here, and everyone's got the information now. So the field as far as getting the information is fairly level. I think that it differentiates when it's from the person that's getting the information and how
Dusty.
They distribute it to the players and in what manner and how to distribute certain information to certain players, not inundate certain players and to people who can't handle it, and then give the good information to guys who do want it and embrace it. So he's going to use it in his decision making process. He always has, being the quote unquote as Joe and Theo put it with the Cubs, the co-manager of the Cubs. He's always done it. He'll indoctrinate the players into it, whether they know it or not. We'll be utilizing this at a much greater level.
Translation, we got seven guys who are very analytically inclined and crunch all the numbers for us. We've got the same info as the Astros and the Dodgers who were just in the World Series. The difference, as he put it, is going to be the person that we give those numbers to.
Uh-huh.
What do you do with them? I mean, he literally said that. You can pretend like he didn't, but that's what he said. Now, I also understand the irritation of Dusty folks and or people that just don't buy it, if that's your prerogative, and say, well, baseball's still baseball. It's played between the lines. Dan Steinberg tweeted me yesterday and said, how many more divisions would they have won if they only used more analytics the last 2 years? And I understand your point that they've won two division titles. But in a process over results paradigm, which is how teams run themselves, the point is, whether it's the lineup night in and night out, giving yourself the best chance to win, if you win a few more games and you've got home field in the LCS, does that matter to Mike Rizzo? I mean, clearly, the analytics part of Dusty's time here, which was not a strength, is something they were upset with. Now, I don't blame Dusty for that. Dusty is not a guy who's going to take that paperwork and use it. You knew that the day you hired him. The better question is, if you cared so much about that, why did you hire him? That's not Dusty's fault. He's just supposed to change at 68 years old? That's not how it works.
There's something to that. The other part that I took out of it, there are a couple things, is the dissemination of that information. So in other words, you can hand Daniel Murphy a novel every day about analytics and different things. But hey, when you swing at 2-0 changeups, you're hitting 115. When you swing at 1-1 fastballs, you're hitting 396. He wants all that stuff. Whereas I would never tell Michael A. Taylor a single thing. I would say, Michael, just come to the ballpark, buddy. We'll see you out there. I'll give him Jason Bateman-type talks. Hey, Mike, patrol center field, take a couple big hacks today, okay, bud? Thanks. Never, ever tell him anything. He needs to see ball, hit ball. Any extra complication in that guy's head is bad. And there are guys that are in between. You could tell Anthony Rendon stuff, and he'll be like, thanks, I appreciate you telling me. I'll just go out and hold my hands low and spank base hits in the left and right field, whenever I feel like it. There's always a mix there. Some guys want it, some guys don't. The sense that I got was that they grew incredibly frustrated, because I bet you that they said, hey, we've got this. And Dusty says, yeah, I can change. It's not fair that I get blamed for, Mark Pryor and Kerry Wood getting hurt. I've evolved. I continue to evolve. And, I'm not just out there to get starting pitchers run down and beaten up and overuse guys in the bullpen, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, maybe they feel like they were sold a bill of goods when it comes to that, because you got guys throwing 130 pitches in meaningless June games and you got 15-game leads. Maybe they were frustrated by some of this stuff.
I think that this section of the discussion, analytics, was number one as to what they wanted moving forward and didn't feel like they had enough of the last 2 years. But I think that the reason Dusty's no longer here, and it was crystallized in some of the conversations I had yesterday, was the postseason, was the number of things, and we went through all of them on this show. I think that they felt like from the top down in the playoffs, there were just too many gaffes. And they wanted someone who could do a little bit better job in games decided by a run with the little tiny things that give you a better chance to win. That isn't to say they blame Dusty for not moving on. They know Worth dropped the ball. They know that the strikeouts and big spots
are. Jose Lobaton got picked off.
They didn't
off.
Hit enough. Absolutely. Review on Jose Lobaton killed you. They also know that there were just too many decisions that are just common sense baseball things that didn't happen that need to happen. And they feel like maybe Dave Martinez will do those things correctly.
Don't bring in Sammy Solis. Don't pitch to Anthony Rizzo when you've got a base open. Walk a guy. I mean, there's a million things that happened or should have happened that didn't.
Let's go to Chris in Hyattsville. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Danny. I just want to say I would rather watch Nick Cannon all day than Jeff Dunham. But
that is true. That's a good ball.
Jeff Dunham. Oh,
good man. Call.
So that's terrible.
Correct.
I'm excited about this hire. The one thing I really don't understand is the whole he's never managed before, because unless I'm wrong, the manager for the Dodgers had never managed before.
True.
And he made it to the World Series this year and LCS last year.
But there are more Brad Ausmuses than there are Dave Roberts's is. I mean, there are a lot more guys that have never managed to fail than guys who do. Think of A.J. Hinch. First job, bad. Second job, Astros, good.
Right. Well, same thing with Bill Belichick. First job, terrible.
Yeah, sure.
Second job, great. At some point, every manager has never managed before. I'd rather take a chance on a guy who's been under the tutelage of who I think is the best manager in the league now that La Russa has retired, and Joe Maddon, than some retread, forgive me for saying this, like a Dusty Baker, or a Buck Showalter or what. I mean, I know he's hired right now, but some guy who's
been
around and around and around, the one thing I'm really encouraged about the analytics. I want a lineup constructed to generate base runners and runs and not the same old school approach of we've got to have a speedy guy at the top of the lineup, regardless of whether he actually gets on base or not.
And that's ridiculous.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you for the call, because your point is 1,000% correct. But people know this now. To just put someone fast at the top of your order at this point with what we know is inexcusable. And it's what was so maddening, frankly, about last year when Ryan Rayburn, days before he's released, is batting second.
Chris Heise hitting 120, hitting second.
I brought up the lineup to Dave Martinez, and I knew he doesn't know his lineup yet, but I just kind of want to throw it out there. And if you notice, when I said, one of the things that drove us nuts was Rendon hit sixth most of the year. He said, I don't know where he'll hit. Maybe he'll hit second. Maybe he'll lead off some. He didn't mention sixth or seventh in the order, which was interesting to me. But remember, he comes from an organization where they hit Anthony Rizzo first.
Chris Bryant hit second. The MVP hit second.
All season long. Just like Giancarlo Stanton with the Marlins. Those are wasted home runs hitting second. No, how about you got more at-bats because Giancarlo Stanton hit higher in your order? Here's how you should fill out your lineup. Make a list of your best hitters that night, 1 through 9. And then that's the order that they should bat in. Any more thought than that is overthinking it. Your best hitter should bat the most. That's it. So if it's Rendon 1 and Murphy 2, however you want to do it, you can tweak things here and there if you want a little bit more power in 3 instead of 1, what have you.
You want to go right, left.
But the general consensus in the industry at this point, and I've talked to Dave Roberts about this during the LCS, by the way, among a lot of other people, is I want my best 4 guys hitting in the top 4 spots in my order. Because if I have a guy hitting 6, that's why Yasiel Puig got moved up in the order from 6 to 4 as the World Series began and as the LCS went on, because he started to have much better at-bats and he became a much better hitter. And Dave Roberts said, I don't have to worry about him having bad at-bats anymore. He's now my 4th best hitter because of injuries and Corey Seager's not here. He's going to hit 4th now. Andrew's in Dumfries. What's up, Andrew?
What's up, Andrew?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
I think it's about how this happened, than who they actually hired. I'm just glad that it seems like the organization was decisive and saw what they wanted in Dave Martinez and went and got him, as opposed to what happened last time they pulled this trick. So having that confidence in the guy hopefully empowers them to let him do his job and hopefully gives him the confidence that the organization's got his back.
It's a good point. Last time they wanted Bud Black and it didn't work out, they lowballed him.
Couple things. 3-year deal, longest they've done for somebody in that kind of position. Number two, pretty much set the stage for, hey, Dave, we like you an awful lot, but why don't you just take all the advice of our nerds upstairs? We've got a 7-person cave of guys that are crunching numbers telling you about ultimate zone rating and war and all the different analytics that we have at our disposal in terms of balls in play, batting average, against certain times and, you know, hit speed and all this other kind of stuff. Use what we give you. And Dave Martinez probably said, yes, sir, A-OK. And we'll have a 95-win team just based on that. That's kind of the sense I have here. It's hard to be jubilant, though, about the signing because of the way everything went down.
He was interviewed in 13. They didn't think he was quite ready. Now, several years in a World Series championship on the bench later, they feel like he is. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Which Redskins who are injured will play in Seattle on Sunday? We're going to find out from J.P. Finley next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.